Ladies and gentlemen, some of the other topics that you'll find in the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, include finding the best program for your child. That's one of the chapters that has to do with what Professor Zartman was just sharing with us, where some parents make the mistake of choosing programs that just charge way too much. How to coach your own kid is in there. The college recruiting game. You heard Professor Zartman tell us that, hey, when it comes to college recruitment, the recruiters are going to be talking and coaches are going to be talking primarily with the students, with the children, and not the parents. This will give you a heads up on how to prepare for that. Professor Zartman, something else that is in the book that I find very, very captivating has to do with a focus on nutrition. And so before you talk about how the parents can really have a heads up on what the nutritional program is for their children, talk with us about what your personal nutritional program entailed when you were training as an athlete.
You know, when I was training as an athlete, I was really not that focused on nutrition. I was going more on how food made me feel, both during and after the competition. And so, you know, we didn't really talk that much about nutrition back when I was playing. And so I really did not have anybody focus on that for me. My parents, I ate just like the rest of my brothers and sisters, but there weren't that many processed foods when I was growing up, you know.
Good point. Yeah.
Nowadays, the processed foods are just out of control.
Yes.
And I wanted to share with you a story on that, Carl. I remember hearing this story in my integrative nutrition class. Our professor said, you know, there was this little boy that was binging all the time. He couldn't get enough food, and so his mother took him to the doctor. She thought he had a brain tumor, and she goes, please help him. You know, he won't stop eating. He just eats all the time. And so the doctor goes, well, what are you feeding him? And so, you know, she starts, you know, talking about a litany of all these, fast foods and chips and donuts and, just
wow.
The stuff that kids eat, she says, you know. And then the doctor, who knew a lot about nutrition, he knew what was happening. The kid kept eating because he wasn't getting the nutrients. The brain doesn't stop having you get hungry when you hit a certain amount of calories. The brain is counting nutrients. And so this kid, he was growing, and he couldn't get the nutrients to grow, and he wasn't even an athlete. And so the doctor was really smart. He said, well, start crowding out the foods that you're giving them with whole foods, you know, like fruits, mm-hmm. vegetables, you know, clean proteins. You know, don't take away his favorite foods, but start crowding them out with these foods that are good for him. And so the kid started eating less because he was getting the nutrients, and he grew like 4 inches in a year.
Wow.
Because he had the nutrients.
Interesting.
And so with that story, imagine a kid, that needs nutrients just to grow. Well, if they're playing sports, especially if they're, in a club situation, the nutrition then becomes very important. And so, the parents really need to realize that the kids need foods with nutrients. And most of those foods are the whole foods that are not processed in any way. And, so always have fruit on hand, always have vegetables, with meals, the clean proteins. Stay away from all the processed chips and stuff. And, yeah, you know, they're kids. They can have some of that. But, they need to crowd out those processed foods with the whole foods so that they can compete and so they can recover and so they can grow. And we do have a chapter in our book that was actually written by a nutritionist, and because I touch on it in my segment, but then, Kate Davis, she's a registered dietitian, she writes a chapter also on feeding the young athletes. So, yeah, this is important, and this is not the coach's responsibility. It's the parents' responsibility,
yes.
And kids model what parents do, so this is a good opportunity for the parents to clean up their nutrition.
I tell you what, and I was so impressed by that, the fact that as you said, that part I read by Kate Wilson, and she did say, as you mentioned, that the parents need to be eating the way they want the children to eat.
Right.
So that they set the example. That, and it's so true.
Yes, thank you.
So do you find that children will fairly easily get on board with that once they understand the benefits of it? Or do you find that by and large children come kicking and screaming when they're told, hey, we need to crowd out that bad stuff and give you some more of these clean proteins and other nutritional foods?
Yeah. I think that once, you know, again, I never recommend taking away a kid's favorite food. Okay, you know, because, you know, I mean, you can't say, well, you can't eat this now because you're playing a sport. That's not going to work. And so, but you need to bring in more of the healthy choices. You need to have these foods in your refrigerator. You need to pack these foods for your kids so you're not on the way home from events driving through, you know, McDonald's. Okay, right? You know, and so it's just common sense. I mean, there's really no one diet that I would recommend. All kids are different, but, you know, kids need nutrients. Most of the processed foods don't have nutrients. They have a lot of chemicals. In fact, that Go-Gurt that,
yes,
you know, they have out there now, and it's, yes, marketed to kids, there's no food in there. Take a look at the list of ingredients. It's all chemicals.
Wow. So they make it sound nutritious, but it's really bad for them. Clever.
Yeah. So,
well,
yeah,
Professor,
so
Zartman, I appreciate you for sharing that with us, those insights. And I know that in just a minute or two, you're going to share with us. Ladies and gentlemen, I definitely want you to stay right here with us all the way through to the end, because I mentioned to you that she is also a dynamic speaker. And so Professor Zartman is going to leave us with a takeaway note. But before that, again, Professor Zartman, your book is entitled Hashtag Hey Sports Parents.
Right.
Where can people get your book? And if you would share more with us about what they'll be able to glean if they go to your website.
Right. Well, the book is on Amazon, and we also have the Kindle version. And we have a distributor now that's getting it out into the bookstores. So if they don't have it, they should be able to order it for you. And I have a website. It's just my name, Sharkey Zartman. SharkeyZartman.com. And I have some of my other books up there as well. This is my latest book with Dr. Robert Weil, who, by the way, is called the Sports Doctor. He's a sports podiatrist. And his section, too, is very interesting because he's treated a lot of athletes, and he's fit a lot of athletes with orthotics. And you know, one of his athletes actually won a gold medal in 2010. His name was Evan Lysacek. I think that's the way you say it.
I like that
and
name.
So he's worked with a lot of premier athletes, and you know, so his section is really good for parents to think about in terms of, you know, overtraining, not giving the kids drugs, you know, to try and get through the pain. I mean, he's, you know, he does a nice job on how to keep your kids safe.
I love it. And there is truly, you mentioned Kate Wilson, you mentioned Dr. Weil. Of course, you're in there. Ladies and gentlemen, I promise you, there is a wealth of information in here about covering the gamut when it comes to helping your children truly succeed. Because remember, one of the things that Professor Zartman shared with us from the beginning, so much is taught about life skills, how you can help your children develop great life skills while also helping them enjoy the sport, whatever the sport is or sports are. Professor Zartman, I really appreciate you so much for having joined us to talk about this today.
Well, I've enjoyed talking to you, Carl. Thank you so much for having me.
Quite welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to encourage you to let some of life's best moments come through you as you challenge your sports athletes. Till next time.